you feel blessed? The messages we've had this month. You know, I'm already blessed. I'm blessed to be a blessing. But that question today, you know, are you readying yourself for what God has yet to reveal to us? Are you ready for Christ's second coming? And I take, you know, courage in that word, because he's coming back. And we need to be ready for that. And it's such a blessing this time that we have right now to commemorate, remember that everything that he had done for us when he died for us, that there was a purpose in that. And the possibilities are that we have eternal life. And so as you ready yourselves to commemorate on this Lord's Supper that was instituted, and, you know, we think about the Apostle Paul when he said that, you know, Christ broke bread, and with that bread that represented his body, we're going to ask the officers to come. And one's going to pray over the bread, and then one's going to pray over the wine. And as we think about this commemoration that we put in our minds and get ready for that. That was Paul was saying when, you know, Christ gave this to us. You know, 1 Corinthians 11:26, where we read that Lord's Supper was instituted for this very purpose today. That we remember Christ's sacrifice, what that meant, the broken body, the shed blood. And each one of these elements would do that. We'll first pray over the bread. And then we'll pray over the wine.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your many, many blessings that you bestowed upon us. Lord, we give you the praise and give you the glory, Lord, because you've been so good and so kind to me. Thank you, Jesus. And we bless this prayer that we receive for our body, Lord. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And now the wine.
Father God, we come right now to tell you thank you. Thank you for last night's sleep and slumber, and then the touching of your finger of love early this morning. And our eyes flew open to witness a day that we'd never seen before. We thank you because you first loved us, Father. We thank you most of all that you sent down your darling son, Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, for dying when you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. We thank you for shedding your blood out on Calvary for us, that we may have life, have it more abundantly. We ask that you would bless this wine that represents your blood, and we ask that you forgive us of all sin. We ask that you would look into our hearts and minds. If you find anything that's not pleasing to you, we ask that you would remove it and replace it with your Holy Spirit. We know you can, we know you will. We give you honor and praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us prepare to eat together. Shall we drink together? Amen.
How do you feel this morning? Amen. Wonderful. Just a few announcements before we depart on today. Don't forget, tomorrow we will have Bible study, 6 o'clock p.m. on Facebook Live. And then if you miss it on tomorrow evening, join us via conference call on Wednesday at 12 noon. Amen. We want to say a special thank you to all of the women who came out for the holiday celebration on yesterday, the brunch. We had a wonderful fellowship. Amen. But I want to say a special thank you to Sister Carolyn Holmes for organizing everything. Amen. Give her a hand clap of praise for Sister Carolyn. Amen. I don't see her today, but she's in the kitchen But we thank God for Sister Carolyn Holmes organizing things. And I want to thank all of the, we want to thank all of the youth advisors for Parents Night Out on Friday. We had a great time on Friday night, giving the parents just a little time off while we kept the children, while they ran errands or did whatever they needed to do. But our youth advisors are outstanding. They did an awesome job with the children on Friday night. On next Sunday, during Sunday school time, next Sunday is Christmas Day. And it's not often that Christmas falls on a Sunday. So make your way to Sunday school on next Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Our children will have a short program during the Sunday school time, so that's a good time to come out and support them also. Last but not least, we want to let everybody know we have prepared meals for the shelters that we go to on the fourth Sunday, and as Pastor said, we're going to do that on today. But we've also prepared dinner for each and every one of you. Amen. You don't have to stay. You just pick your plate up and go on. Y'all ain't happy about dinner today? Amen. You know, we have some dynamic cooks here at ATOP. So following the benediction, Pastor will bless the food. You can go through those doors. Would you have the... Pastor wants the kitchen crew to come out. Those who... worked so hard every fourth Sunday to prepare those meals. There's a crew back there. Amen. Amen. And we also want to lift up in our prayers Sister Emma Burnett in the loss of her brother. That funeral was on yesterday in Greenville, Mississippi. We want to thank all of our visitors for being with us on today. Amen. We want to recognize Dr. Angel Johnson and her husband Bob, and their Reverend Bob and their two sons are here with us today. Thank you for being in our presence on this morning.
All right, y'all, tell them to come on. We want to just let the people see you and recognize you. There they are. Come on. Hard workers. Admit it. Dedicated. Come on, y'all can do better than that. Look at that. Look at Santa's helpers. Here they come. Come on, y'all give God some praise. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. This half of my amen corner back there. No wonder it was strange up in here tonight. That's right. I was wondering why I didn't get any amens. I see why now. The amen corner was in the back. Come on, let's give God praise for these dedicated and committed workers. They've been back in the back working, trying to make sure everything is possible. And guess what? You get a meal to go home with. You don't have to be in a hurry to get home. And you're welcome to go with us as we prepare to go to the shelters and the various ministries that we participate in each fourth Sunday. And since it was... the third Sunday today, Christmas being on the fourth, we decided to do it today. Over 400 meals have been prepared. Probably, how many, Minister Shotwell? How many meals did y'all prepare back there today? Lost count. I know, right? All right, let's give God praise again for them as they prepare to go back. Huh? Sister Carolyn, where is she? Sister Carolyn, come back, come back. Don't do it. You don't want me to do it. No. Lady Kim had already mentioned you earlier, but you were in the back. Just want to say how much we appreciate the effort on yesterday for the luncheon in the women's ministry. That's what she was sharing. I'm not, that's all I want. I don't want no trouble. All right. All right. Well, this has been a great day today, and we praise God for each of you. Can we stand to our feet as we prepare to receive the benediction? And if you're interested in going on this journey with the team that's going to take meals to the shelters, and even if you're interested in investing in that ministry of your time and your talent and your resources, we welcome that. Brother DeJuan Whitmore in the back He's the bus driver, and he's also going to help and assist those who want to go even on today. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we're eternally grateful for this day and thank you for your presence, your peace, your power, your protection. And thank you for how you bless us even in spite of ourselves. And now, God, we understand clearly that we're blessed by your birth and we're blessed to be a blessing. And so now, God, send us forth from this place empowered to do your will. Bless now this food that has been prepared for the nourishment of our bodies and the people that we will minister to on the day. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Give God another hand clap of praise. Amen. You can go right through these double doors and you can pick up your meal as you prepare to leave. And know that you are blessed by his birth.